One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gemma. I'm 14. If you're my age or younger, you'll probably think that what I'm about to tell you is unbelievable. For example, when your mom wakes you up in the morning, can you tell her, I played Roblox until 4 a.m.? I'm really tired. I'm not going to school today. That's exactly what I told my mom yesterday, and she said, sleep tight, darling, and gave me a kiss on the cheek. I'll give you another example. If you told your father when you were 12 years old, I want to get a tattoo. Do you know any good tattoo artists? Would he tell you, there's a girl at my office who has really cool tattoos. I'll ask her for her artist's number. That's exactly what my dad told me. Next week, when I showed him the dragon tattoo I got on my arm, he said, it looks amazing. You should get one on your other arm, too. As I said at the beginning, you might not believe any of this, because as everyone knows, parents like to stick their noses into everything their kids are doing. They make a lot of rules, some of which make sense and others that are useless, and expect the kids to follow them, no questions asked. The kids, of course, often have no choice but to follow them, because otherwise they get punished. This might sound really weird to you, but my parents have never set any rules for me. They never tell me what I can or cannot do. They don't question the things I do either. That's how it's always been at our house. When I was a kid, I didn't realize that this wasn't normal. I thought that's how it is for everyone. But eventually, after seeing how other kids and their parents interact with each other, I realized that this wild life with no rules was something unique to my family. My mom and dad have always treated me as if I were an adult. For example, when it was time for me to start school, they sat me down and said, Gemma, do you want to go to school? You can homeschool with private tutors if you want. It's up to you to decide what you want to do. I was very young then and didn't really know what school was. I just knew that almost all the other kids were going to school. And I thought it would be fun to play with them. I said, I want to go to school just because I wanted to play. After that, my dad said, deal. But if you change your mind at some point, you can stop going. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to tell us that you don't want to go anymore. We'll figure it out when we see that you stopped. At first, I was only going to school so I could play with other kids, but eventually, I started to like what I was learning, and I decided to keep on going. By the way, for those of you who are curious, my grades are not bad at all. But my parents have never asked me, do you have homework? Or, what did you get on your so-and-so test? When I tell my mom I got a good grade, she's happy for me, but that's as far as it goes, and she never brings it up herself. Yes, I'm in school, but my parents don't put any pressure on me to get good grades. I think that actually helps me to do better in school. So why are my parents acting like this? Because they both had problems with the rules they had to follow when they were kids. When my mom was a girl, she had a notebook she carried with her all the time. When her parents made up a rule for her, she wrote it down. They made up so many rules that she couldn't keep track of them unless she wrote them down. My dad grew up in an orphanage. He also had a ton of rules he had to follow the whole time. By the time they both turned 18, they couldn't take it anymore and ended up leaving their homes and going traveling. They met in a mountain village in Peru and got married a week later. That day, they promised each other, in the future, when we have a child, we will never have any rules for her. She'll grow up to be the freest child in the world. Obviously, that child is me. I don't know if I'm the freest kid in the world, but I'm definitely the freest one among my friends. Some of my friends actually don't like the fact that there are no rules in our house. They say, this is too much. Sure, nobody likes to have too many rules, but we're still just kids. Our parents need to have at least some rules for us. I want you to help me figure out who's right. Let me give you a few more examples, and you can tell me if you think I have too much freedom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Let me know what you think in the comments after you finish watching. Just like with everything else, my parents don't set any rules when it comes to going online or playing games. During last summer vacation, I got addicted to Candy Crush. I played so much that by the time I finally got bored and quit, I was on level 5430. Those who've played it know that this game looks easy, but some levels are extremely hard. There were times when I didn't leave my room and played Candy Crush for 3 days straight. I would only get up when I really had to go to the bathroom. I was totally going too far. My parents were bringing me food, saying, "We missed you, love," and sitting with me for a while. I couldn't stop because I was obsessed with the game. Despite all this, my parents never said a word about it to me the whole time. Because they are completely against forbidding me from doing whatever I want. Do you think there are any restrictions when it comes to food? Of course not. There is no set dinner time in our house. Whoever wants to eat will eat whatever and whenever they want. My dad loves to cook. Every time I open the fridge, there is some food that he's prepared. But I don't have to eat it if I don't want to. For example, the other day at breakfast, I told my mom, "I feel like having ice cream." She replied, "Check the fridge to see if we have any. If not, we can get it delivered." I don't know how that sounds to you, but some days I only have ice cream for breakfast. Last winter, I had chips for dinner every night for a month and a half. Of course, that wasn't healthy at all. But in the end, I was the one who decided to stop instead of my parents telling me to. I don't think there's anything wrong with living in a house with no food rules either. I think it's wonderful to eat only the things that you feel like eating. As I said earlier, my parents don't even forbid me from getting tattoos. I can get as many tattoos or piercings as I want, but most tattoo artists don't believe me. Every time, they ask me to bring them a signed letter from my parents. For my fifth tattoo, I wanted to get a small butterfly on my neck. I went to a tattoo artist who I heard was really good. She had a daughter around my age. Even though I showed her my letter, she said, "It's not right for a kid your age to get tattoos," and refused to give me one. She even asked for my mom's number and called her up right away. She argued with my mom for allowing me to get a tattoo. In the end, I couldn't wait any longer and sneaked out from the shop. As I was running out the door, the woman was screaming behind me. To tell you the truth, I can understand why other parents are mad at mine. They think that a kid raised with as much freedom as I had would be a bad example for other kids. They are right, because when my friends see how I live, they start questioning the rules their families impose on them and stop following them. This, of course, doesn't make the parents happy. When I was 9, I went to a friend's slumber party for the first time. We were playing a really fun board game and laughing like crazy. At some point, my friend's mom came in. "Girls, it's past 11. You'd better go to bed," she said. It was the first time I was seeing a mom tell her kid what to do. This was really weird for me because I wasn't used to it. But the weirdest part was that everyone suddenly stopped playing. When I saw that, I said, "But we were having so much fun. Let's keep playing. It's too early to go to bed yet." The girls stared at me in disbelief. They were shocked that I had the nerve to say something like that. My friend's mom frowned and said, "Gemma, in our house, when the grown-ups say something, the kids do what they are told." Naively, I asked her, "And what happens if they don't?" She said, "Of course, they get punished." Because there are no rules in our house, there are no punishments either. When my mom said they get punished, I didn't even know what she was talking about. Even though it's been years since this happened, I still can't wrap my head around the concept of punishment. One time, I made plans to go to the movies with a friend. When I called her, she said, "I can't make it. I'm grounded. I can't leave my room this weekend." I asked her why. She had asked her dad, "My allowance is too low. Could you raise it a little bit?" For some reason, her dad got super angry and grounded her for the whole weekend. I think it makes no sense that parents see it as their right to punish their kids. Grown-ups think they are the boss of the house, and unfortunately, kids often accept that without any objections. Now you know my story. Would you like to grow up in a house where you are free to do anything? Or do you think having no rules is not a good thing? I'm really curious about what you think. Please let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening to me. See you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi everyone, I'm Fiona. My parents disowned me because of my YouTube channel. They said, "You're no longer our daughter, so you can't live in our house." They basically kind of kicked me out. How did it come to this? What did I do to make them so upset? I'll tell you the whole story. First of all, I have to say that my parents are super weird. I'm not exaggerating. Here are some examples of what they used to do. Our kitchen would close at 8 p.m. Literally closed, as if it were a store. At 8 o'clock, my dad would lock the door and take away the key. My mom would announce, "If anyone needs water, you have 5 minutes to get it," before he'd lock it. That happened every day, so I thought it was normal. One day, I was at a friend's house for a pajama party. Just before we went to bed, my friend said, "My mom left us milk and cookies. Let's go to the kitchen." I was so surprised and I naively asked, "Is your kitchen open so late?" I'm not into video games, so this other rule in our house was mainly for my brother, Craig. He wasn't allowed to play Pokemon games. You know why? Both of my parents are very religious. My dad read somewhere that Pokemon can evolve. As a religious man, he didn't believe in evolution. He thought that the evolution of Pokemon supported the theory of evolution, so my brother wasn't allowed to play Pokemon. And because of my mom's beliefs, we weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter films or read its books. Because according to her, the series promoted sorcery. Since sorcery is considered a sin, we had to stay away from Harry Potter films and books. Those are just two of the things we weren't allowed to do. Let me tell you about their ridiculous punishments, which really put their weirdness on display. One time, my brother forgot to flush the toilet after pooping. When my mom saw it, she called him over. "You are going to stand here and look at your poop," she said. She kept coming to check that he was really looking. My brother had to stare at his poop for 40 minutes. Finally, my mom yelled from the kitchen, "Flush it!" And he did. Later that day, poor Craig told me, "No matter where I look, I still see my poop." I laughed at the time, but looking back on it, I think it was pretty sad. Now here's one of my dad's weird punishments. Whenever I got a bad grade at school, he would make me call all our relatives and tell them what I got. He'd stand next to me the whole time. For example, he'd call my grandma and hand me the phone. First, I'd say which class it was and then the grade I got. He'd say, "Apologize to your grandmother for being a disgrace to the family." So I would apologize. This was more upsetting for my grandmother than for me. In addition to the weird ones, he also had some harsh punishments. Normal parents usually tell their kids, "You can't leave your room today." With us, it was, "You can't come down from the apple tree today." You heard it right. We had to climb a tree and stay there for hours as punishment. We had an apple tree in our backyard. That's the one we had to climb. For example, cursing would be punished with the tree. The amount of time we spent in the tree depended on the curse word. You know what the saddest part is? When you grow up in a home like this, you think this is normal. You think this kind of stuff happens in every home. When I was 13 or 14, I started learning more about my friends' families' lives, and I realized that ours was not normal at all. This awareness made things difficult for both me and my parents. I no longer accepted everything they said, so we'd fight all the time. They thought I was just acting out because I was now a teenager, but I kept telling them that they weren't normal. and they needed therapy every chance I got. I felt like a volcano that was ready to erupt. There was no avoiding it. I had to get rid of the lava building up inside me, otherwise it was going to harm me. During that period, I realized that sharing was a sort of therapy for me. I felt better when I talked to my friends, but there were some things I couldn't tell them. I'd gone through such terrible things that I was worried they would judge me, even though none of it was my fault. The solution was right in front of me. I decided to create a YouTube channel. I wasn't going to show my face or tell anyone about it, including my brother. That way, I would be able to share everything anonymously. Where do you think I shot my first video? Sitting in the apple tree. I set up the phone's camera so it would only show the apples. I pressed record and started talking about this apple tree's role in my life. I let it all come out. It's weird, but I didn't cry at all. I just talked. Then I uploaded the 1.5 hour video to my YouTube channel, which I called The Girl in the Tree. That night, I felt completely relaxed and slept like a baby. The volcano inside me now had an outlet. After the first 10 days, the amount of views on my video started to go up. I remember the first comment very clearly. Did you really experience this, or are you just making things up? A few hours later, I got a second comment, which said, "Please show us your face." I continued uploading 2 videos per week. I got over 1,000 subscribers. The 7 videos I uploaded had a total of 9,000 views. As my emotional scars were being healed, something really unexpected happened. My brother accidentally came across my channel. He texted me right away, but I was on my way to a friend's house to work on a school project. So I didn't see my messages. Craig's dream was to be a YouTuber, and he thought that I made this channel to become one as well. He was so happy when he saw the number of views and subscribers. He was proud of me and immediately went to show our mom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When I came home, my parents were livid. Craig realized what he had done, but it was too late. My mom kept saying, "How dare you talk about our private lives online?" My dad said, "I didn't expect this from you. We've given you everything, and you stab us in the back." But the thing is, I hadn't exposed anyone. I had only told things from my perspective without saying anything bad about my mom or dad. I just described what happened, and since it was my experience, I had the right to talk about it. They sent me to my room. I heard them have a heated discussion, but I didn't want to know what they were saying, so I didn't listen. 3 hours went by. I was getting ready for bed when my mom called me. My dad said, "There is no way we can forgive you. We worked so hard to raise you, and this is what we get in return. No punishment would be enough for what you've done. So your mom and I have made a really tough decision. We are disowning you. We can't possibly call you our daughter after this." Disowning? I was completely shocked. I kept listening, but it was like I was living in a dream. I looked at my mom, who was in tears, looking down. I wanted her to say something, so I said, "Mom?" But she didn't look at me. She just shook her head. I knew how stubborn they are, and that arguing with them would be pointless. I've never seen my dad change his mind about anything. I didn't deserve this, but there was nothing I could do. I wanted to cry, but I stopped myself. I didn't want them to see me as weak. "So what happens now?" I asked. "Since you're disowning me, I guess you don't want me staying in this house anymore." Mm-hmm. My dad nodded. "We're giving you a week to find yourself a place to stay." I could understand their disappointment, but wasn't this reaction a bit over the top? Disowning and even throwing me out of the house? They had two children, but it looks like they were okay with losing one. Why was I surprised anyway? My parents' main issue was their inability to be compassionate towards us. I've already told you how they punished us for small stuff. I guess it was normal for them to overreact like this under the circumstances. Now that I was kicked out of the house, I had to find a place to stay. Being a high school student, I didn't have many options. Of course, I went to my grandmother. My parents probably knew that's what I would end up doing. Even though my dad is my grandmother's favorite son, she criticizes him all the time. When she found out what happened, she called him over. Fiona is just a kid. How can you throw her out of the house? She will live with me from now on. And I am disowning you, too. Throw Craig out as well. I'll take care of both of them. My dad listened without saying anything. Then he just left. I've been living with my grandmother for 5 months now. I wish they had kicked me out earlier because I feel so good here. Craig stays over a lot. He says that my mom cries all the time because she misses me. I'm not unforgiving like her. I'd go see her right away if she called, but I don't think I'll ever live in that house again. I was really sad about having to delete my channel, but then I stopped caring because it had served its purpose. It helped me share all that was building up inside of me, right? Thanks for listening to me. If you like stories based on real events, subscribe to this channel. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.